When unloaded from the hearse, his rigid body jumps in response to the carelessness of the undertakers. They were careful the first few weeks on the job, but soon they realized that dead weight doesn't demand the delicacy required by the barely living. Once inside the crematorium, the wooden lid is lifted. Fluorescent light seeps in, revealing a blue naval uniform adorned with gold service stripes. An undertaker lifts the body's hand, unlatching the watch that fits snug around the wrist. The arm is set back down onto an idle chest, a hollow arm whose veins are dry, whose skin is hard, and whose hand is pale. The watch is then dropped into a bag marked Howard T. Welter. The watch, a worn antique, looks like it was deliberately designed to be a family memento, the way old things do. Finally, the lid is lowered as light dribbles out and darkness oozes in. The coffin is hoisted, set down, and pushed across metal rollers. The wood underneath the body groans, sending shivers springing across his now senseless skin. The door is shut and the latch is locked, leaving nothing left for them to do except light the furnace. As it rumbles to life, heat begins to slither and flames begin to hiss. The coffin burns first, strong, then waning, like the body the box temporarily protects. The naval uniform coalesces into a sticky consistency before melting. The blue-peaked cap that once set witness to wartime atrocities now glows red with embers. When caressed by heat, his straight, white hair snarls and curls in upon itself. Layers of skin disintegrate, tissues parched, then gone, organs enveloped, vaporized, and sent up the smokestacks to rest in the sky as city smog. Only charred, fragmented bones remain, but they don't go untouched. The undertaker places the fragments into a pulverizing machine, leaving a gray heap of ashes that will be swept into a decorative urn, yet another family memento.